This is the news in brief from the United Nations. Developing nations that face mass hunger and starvation because of the global food and energy crisis need help urgently from the world's richest nations to avoid disaster, UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres said on Friday. Mr. Guterres, who was addressing an international conference convened by Germany to try to stabilize soaring food and commodity prices, said that only by working together would countries find the solution. This had to involve reintegrating Ukrainian and Russian food and fertilizer into the marketplace, the UN chief insisted, despite the war in Ukraine that has followed its invasion by Russia on the 24th of February. To make this happen, Mr. Guterres explained that he and his team had been in intense contact with Ukraine, Russia, Turkey, the US, the EU, and others to achieve a package deal that will enable Ukraine to export food not only by land but through the Black Sea to bring Russian food and fertilizer to world markets without restrictions. To illustrate the scale of needs globally, the UN Secretary General explained that hundreds of millions of people on the poverty line had been crushed by the rising cost of living. Their number included informal workers who were mainly women, smallholder farmers, micro and small business owners, and people with disabilities, Mr. Guterres said, in a call for flexibility from financial institutions to help heavily indebted developing economies stay afloat. Israeli forces were behind the fatal shooting of Al Jazeera journalist Shireen Abu Akleh, not indiscriminate Palestinian shots, the UN Human Rights Office, OHCHR, alleged on Friday. Ms. Akleh, an experienced television journalist familiar with reporting in the occupied Palestinian territories, was killed on the 11th of May as she attempted to report on an Israeli security operation in Jenin refugee camp in the West Bank. After launching its own investigation into the killing, OHCHR said that its findings were consistent with many others, that the shots that killed her came from Israeli security forces. Speaking to journalists in Geneva, OHCHR spokesperson Ravina Shamdasani described Ms. Akleh's final moments with her colleague Ali Samoudi. She noted that there was no evidence of activity by armed Palestinians close by.
At around 6:30 in the morning, as four of the journalists turned into the street leading to the camp, wearing bulletproof helmets and flak jackets with press markings, several single, seemingly well-aimed bullets were fired towards them from the direction of the Israeli security forces. One single bullet injured Ali Samoudi in the shoulder, and another single bullet hit Abu Akleh in the head and killed her instantly.
Israel has rejected the findings of the OHCHR probe, adding that the Palestinian Authority has not handed over the bullet that killed Ms. Akleh. To eastern Afghanistan, where search and rescue operations are continuing 2 days after a deadly earthquake hit the provinces of Khost and Pattika. In an update on Friday, UN Children's Fund UNICEF said that several thousand homes have been destroyed or damaged. Bermal district in Pattika province reportedly has the highest number of casualties after the 5.9 magnitude quake struck early on Wednesday. Here's Mohammed Ayoya, UNICEF representative to Afghanistan.
As of late last night, at least 1,036 people were reported killed and more than 1,643 reported injured. At least 121 of these deaths were children, and 67 of those injured were also children. The total number of people killed or injured is not yet confirmed. Verifications are ongoing, and we expect to see these numbers going up in the hours and days to come.
Deliveries of life-saving supplies are ongoing, as are needs assessments in the worst affected districts. UNICEF has already dispatched 500 first aid kits, along with treatment for acute watery diarrhea to help prevent the spread of waterborne diseases. Daniel Johnson, UN News.